Welcome back to Going Over, presented by Midwest Members Credit Union. Live from the Archview Flooring Studios with Roderick and Slo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
And we're back. Sorry about that. More technical difficulties, but we're going to power through. And if we need to, we'll do it via the phone right here at the kitchen sink. Tried to get into some little banter before we started the show, but we'll get right into it here as we have Lou Korak coming up about an hour from now. 11:25 is when we expect Lou to join the show, talk to us about the Blues 2-0 lead over the Minnesota Wild as they are coming back, or I imagine the Blues are already back in St. Louis. Lou was flying back this morning, should have landed about an hour ago in St. Louis, and the Blues and the Wild play tomorrow, Easter Sunday, for Game 3 as the Blues look to try and end things here. They try to finish things up right here at the at Scottrade over the next two games with the early 2-0 lead. And
the only thing early about this series is that lead, because I feel I'm up to midnight every night watching
those 8:30 starts. Those late starts, especially in Game 1, are absolutely killer. Yesterday's game started a little earlier, but yeah, still a long late night for Blues and Wild. And I think you look at this, there's a few different ways to look at the series so far. First, the whining and complaining of the Wild amuses me. That does amuse me. Devin Dubnyk last night was bitching and moaning about the dual penalty called late in the game and blaming officials for the way the game has been called, when in reality, the Wild have scored two goals in this series.
Two.
One, when they had a 6-on-5 advantage, pulled the goalie, had 6-on-5.
Yes, that is an extra, that is one more.
An extra attacker.
That's an advantage.
Extra attacker. And then another one, the other goal yesterday, scored during a 5-on-3 power play.
And then out of 75 other attempts, they've not scored.
Jake Allen has. He stood on his head, Fred. He stood on his head.
He has blocked, saved, deflected, or returned 75.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 77 attempts.
Yeah.
Is that real life?
Yeah, he's what you need in the playoffs is a hot goalie.
It's kind of an interesting St. Louis Blues playoff team. Often the Blues, a higher seed, in recent history. It is after the All-Star break, we just got to get through the rest of the season. There's a coasting mentality. Whatever happens below us happens. Not this year. Not this year at all, Joe. It's a team streaking. It's a team peaking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a team, and this happens so regularly in the NHL playoffs, comes in and that lower seed and upsets that higher seed.
The Blues are struggling so much. I mean, you look at it, the Wild, up until about 2 months left in the season, really about 6-8 weeks left in the season, they were battling the Blackhawks for that number one seed.
Right.
And then they just could not buy a win. The Blackhawks got real hot and pulled away. And I remember talking about this several weeks ago, talking about whether or not the Blues would have a chance to reach the Wild. Still didn't really come all that close to reaching the Wild and getting that 2 seed. But it also has to do with some of the new way that the playoffs are done. I'm trying to look and see if the way it goes, to see if the Blues actually would have, point-wise, where they would have landed overall, and it doesn't look like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They would have been the 5th seed. So even if they would have gone with the old school 1-8 seeding, they still would have been facing Edmonton in the first round. So that wouldn't have done any difference to them. But now the Blues get those, have gotten the first two victories out of the way without anything from Tarasenko.
Right.
Without anything really from Steen. Paul Stastny hasn't played a second yet with his injury. Grove, who else has really kind of not showed up at all so far? I feel it's Pietrangelo. He's gotten an assist, right?
Pietrangelo's been good. He was the number 3 star last night. But
yep.
No, he's been, but you don't look at his contributions just in terms of points. Offensively, I mean, really, it's been a low-scoring series to begin with. I mean, Joel Edmondson is the leading scorer for the Blues right now. So what does that say? But
right.
I mean, Parayko from the blue line's been quiet. You're not getting anything. Perron, Berglund, a couple other guys there. I'm trying to think. Like you said, Stastny hasn't played. Hopefully they get him back. Barbashev, he's been noticeable but hasn't, I guess, hit pay dirt, really, in terms of goals and points. But, again, low-scoring series.
That's what I'm starting off. When we talk to Lou an hour from now, that's I think, what has to be the starting question, because for his, you know, the Blues have two victories, but you look at the numbers, and the face-off numbers are just, they're abysmal for the Blues right now. They need Paul Stastny back so bad to win some of these face-offs, because they are getting absolutely dominated right now.
Yeah, we always talk about measurables in sports, right? And you go out and you want to get the most, you want to get the most face-offs won, and you want to have fewer penalty minutes, and you have all these goals you set within the game, but really the only thing that matters is the score at the end, right? And that's exactly where the Blues are at. Where no, they're not playing the best hockey right now as far as doing those executables. But what they are doing is they're coming through in the clutch. And aside from giving up the late goal with just a few seconds left, but then even in overtime kind of capitalizing. And we saw it last night if you watched the Rangers game. Whenever you give one away in the very end and then you still don't pull it out, that's demoralizing to your team. And that overtime win is going to set that precedence for the rest of the series. And that's why I, just like you said earlier, Joe, think that this team can win at home and finish this thing off before, and I don't, who would be in the second round? I guess it would be Chicago or Nashville, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, the winner of the Chicago-Nashville series.
And I think Nashville's up 1-0 right
they
now.
They absolutely are. So that's something to be locked into tonight, is the game on NBC, 7 o'clock puck droppage of Nashville and Chicago. Grove, you going to the game tomorrow?
I don't think so. I'd like to, but we'll see.
I think me and my friend Pete might go. I think we're going to go to the game. I know. I think she's out right now. Jasper and Quentin, I think they're out right now. But if she comes back in time, we're going to be at the game if we're not doing a radio show, apparently.
We're not doing a radio show. We are not doing a radio show tomorrow.
It's an Easter egg hunt right now and tomorrow for all families and all the world. And then I might be at the Blues game if I'm not on the radio.
I would imagine there's going to be a lot of kids getting in St. Louis getting tickets to Blues and Wild in their Easter basket from the Easter Bunny.
Those are lucky kids.
Probably are lucky kids.
I got like a football. That was a gift. When I was my parents, it was a work. Our Easter egg presents were all like outside toys. Like that's how we did the summer. It was, here's your inline rollerblades, and then I had to spend all summer explaining to my neighbors why I wasn't gay.
You could get tickets right now to the Blues and Wild tomorrow. $43 for a ticket right now online.
Buy me two. Give me two.
No, I'm. You know what? I'm going to sit home and I'm going to watch this tomorrow. I'm going to watch this game tomorrow, and then I will also be tuned in to Bulls and Celtics, because I stopped watching the Bulls when they became a dysfunctional mess.
But that's the best time to watch them.
No, I didn't really care much to follow along with that. I want to watch a team that wins. I want my teams to win and be successful. So the Bulls started to be this dysfunctional mess, and I'm like, okay, I'm done with this. Cool, every time you play the Cavs, you win, but every time you play the butt-asses of the NBA, you get trounced by 20. That's cool. That's fun to watch. So I kind of gave up on it. And then earlier this week, I went and looked, and I'm like, let's see where the Bulls finished. Oh, my God, they're the 8th seed in the NBA playoffs.
With Dwayne Wade and it might not be
how as – how did this happen?
It may not be as nationally known as it should, but as far as the NBA goes, Jimmy Butler is your dad.
He's really good.
Like, Jimmy Butler is my dad out there. Yeah, like, so I can't beat my dad.
My plans tomorrow are Blues and Wild. Watch that from the couch. And then watch Bulls and Celtics while the family's over for Easter, and I just ignore them while I watch sports.
But we're not going to do radio.
We're not going to do a radio show. No.
You can understand my confusion here.
No, I have to take the little man over to my parents in the morning, and then we have then plans later on in the day. So that's what my plans look like tomorrow.
How old is your little man? Six?
He'll be four in July.
All right, so he's like seven, you said? So this is your eighth Easter you've gone to now. And you're telling me yes. that you cannot, for 2 hours, slip away to entertain the masses.
No.
Here in the St. Louis metro surrounding, and we're worldwide with the app, Joe.
No.
You go to a church thing or you go to a park thing?
No, not neither. None of the above. Neither of them. We'll just do the thing at the parents' house. Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty much what it's going to be.
No bunny, you're saying.
Yeah, we are out at the kitchen sink. Sixth and Lucas is where we are. More Blues hockey talk coming up with Luke Korak in the 11 o'clock hour. And I'm sure Grove will give some more of his thoughts during the Mother of All Corners coming up at 11. As we sit here, they will be open here at the sink on Easter. So if you live downtown, you're going to be downtown, you want to grab some food tomorrow during the day. Maybe you have just morning plans or evening plans. You want a second meal during the day. The kitchen sink will be open tomorrow here on Easter Sunday at 6th and Lucas. I'm not sure what to order today. They have been killing it with the IDKs lately.
Killing it.
But I've been craving some wings. They do have the award-winning wings. They have won the Wingding competition 2 years in a row for best house wings and this past year for best overall wings. So they do have that going for them. So I might go with the wings today here on the show. Fred, we also have to talk about, and we'll get to Cardinal stuff coming up, but Fred, we have to discuss, and I'm going to grab them right now. Fred, I'm grabbing them right now because you know what I want to do next weekend? Next Saturday and next Sunday, I want to register people to win tickets to sit ringside with Fred.
Ringside with Fred?
Ringside with Fred.
Wait, so
at NXT.
Okay.
WWE's NXT Live. I want people to sit ringside with Fred.
So I'm painting a picture for the listener. You have tickets in hand.
I'm handing you. I just handed you, Fred, your ringside tickets.
They're in my hand. Yes. WWE presents NXT Live, hashtag NXT St. Louis, and this ticket has asked me not to bring my laser pointer.
Yeah. No, do not bring that. Just do not.
Guess it'll still be a party.
But I have also, Fred, as you can see, two more ringside tickets
in your hand. So yep. I have two in my hand. You mm-hmm. have two in your hand.
Yeah. We're gonna give these two away. You could sit ringside with Fred.
You want me to sit with the listener
mm-hmm.
at NXT?
Yeah, the listener gets to sit with you.
It will take a special kind of listener to want to sit with me.
Yeah. So we have to figure out a way to give those away next week. I already gave a pair away earlier this week to a listener by the name of Ryan Reynolds. He won them because
who?
His name's Ryan Reynolds.
He's great in Deadpool.
I've met Ryan Reynolds. I've met Ryan Reynolds before. I've gotten my picture taken with Ryan Reynolds. I told him how attractive he was and how great he was in the movie Proposal. These are all true stories. These are things that actually happened during my meeting with Ryan Reynolds. And I, as you know, John Marasek and I have started doing a wrestling podcast once a week.
Yeah, I am familiar.
And we threw it up saying, hey, you know what? The person that first tweets us that they're listening to this, they win two tickets to NXT. And sure enough, listener Ryan Reynolds did that. He tweeted us pictures of him winning listening to the podcast. So
we
appreciate that.
So tell me now, Joe, what is the promotion? Do we have it yet? Do we not know?
No, we'll put it up on the Going Over Facebook page.
Okay.
And I'll tweet it out as well. But I really think what it might be is pretty much you show up and you register to one of our two remotes next week.
Easy enough?
Yeah. Next Saturday here. Next Sunday at the pump house, right?
And then, and obviously, we'll have multiple registrants.
Mm-hmm.
So we will need a skills competition. I'm thinking a double dare style.
No, I think it's just going to be. I think it's just going to be fill it up, fill it out, and put it plug it in, put it in a bucket, and we'll pick a name out. Right?
It's about as easy as it comes.
Yeah. So that's what we have. That's what we have coming up next week on the show, a chance to win seats to sit ringside with Fred. We need to take another break when we come back. A little Cardinals talk. The lineup's already out today. We'll save that for the corner. But coming up in just a bit, talking about this Cardinals team struggling 3-7 on the season. They are in the Bronx, and we will discuss here on Going Over.